Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. The WWE has removed advertisements saying that there's going to be a 30-man Royal Rumble. Does that mean it's going to be 40 again, Aaron?
I certainly hope not. I don't like the idea of 40 unless you always do 40 going forward, no matter what. But my biggest gripe with it is the fact that with 40 wrestlers in the ring, you are going to have so many mid-card and jobbers in there. That it kind of defeats the purpose. When it's 30 people, the vast majority of them are going to be your upper mid cards and your main eventers. So you really have a feeling that somebody's going to win.
All right. I almost prefer having the 40 now. It's just me though. I'm kind of weird about the stuff, but I also like the fact that there's like a minute and a half opposed to 2 minutes, because I think at some point halfway through the Royal Rumble, you have to have something major happen, because it does get boring after a while if you're seeing guys like getting into their rest maneuvers. You get kind of bored with that pretty fast. So,
and you know, something I should say too is last year's Royal Rumble was one of the best I have seen.
Yeah.
But that was mostly because of the stuff they were doing with CM Punk and Nexus versus Core. That was actually really cool. And I really, really enjoyed that a lot.
I forgot about the Core.
That's how memorable they were.
Exactly. So FCW may broadcast on the WWE Network. Is this a good idea or not, Aaron?
I think that this is. I think this is a phenomenal idea, and I think that this is something that, you know, is what NXT should have been.
Yeah, and the thing is also, this is how I'm taking it also. They're all basically going to say that we have our Raw, we have our SmackDown, and we have our pay-per-views, but hey, here's the minor league system. But I also think that they're not going to do it sometimes, because a lot of guys who are down in FCW, their characters are completely different once they actually make it to the big leagues.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, is it a good idea or is it a bad idea? I think if they were to make FCW, that's your gimmick. If it's not, we'll take you off TV tapings for a little bit and bring you back. If that's what they're doing, great. But I also like watching the Florida Championship Wrestling. I love getting – there's a site I can go to and watch them all. It's great. So I'm actually kind of excited about this. I think the WWE Network is probably one of the best ideas they could have had. I think it'll do low ratings, but I think it'll have different people watching at all times. I can't wait, because the rumor is they're going to start with ECW stuff, because Tommy Dreamer just did an interview with Joey Styles. If they're going to have open up with ECW, that's a huge deal. And – I would almost love to see like the ECW moment of the week or something like that, and have, or moments of the week, and have Tommy Dreamer host it or whatever, or have him explain what they're trying to do, you know, for like an hour, you know, every, we'll say like Saturday night or something like that. I mean, I could.
And I really think that something I would like to do, and I'm going to make a note of it, that I would like to do a weekly topic where we talk about the WWE Network and talk about the pros and cons of it. Because I think it's something that is just, it's so big, and I know that you are very, very, you have such great hopes for it. I'm a little more bearish on it than you are, I think. I do want it, I'm going to say this, I want it to succeed. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't want it to, but, you know, that's something that we will talk about in a future episode. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be like 3 or 4 episodes from now, so, but we will talk
about
it.
That is true, but, you know, I'm sorry, but like, 2 or 3 hour pregame before the show, you know, you talk to the fans outside the arena, you have a show going on, interactive, very interactive. You could do that, or even just an hour. But anyways, I could talk all day about this. Let's just move on. We got to talk about Ring of Honor's Chris Hero, and WWE had an offer with him, but certain tests came back that shows he might have been using HGH. So the WWE has pulled the offer away from him. Now, is this going to hurt Chris Hero at all, do you think?
I think it will. I think that some people may not want to touch him now. You know, I mean, I wouldn't want to. If I was TNA, for example, I would be correct. Like, maybe not. You know, like, I don't want to tarnish the image of TNA. Not that it's like the greatest one ever by any means, but it's the fact that, you know, I mean, you have this organization and you don't want to have this negative image of, you know, wrestlers doing human growth hormones or steroids or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that I'm actually happy that WWE did this, because it's going to show them, other people, that if you do drugs, you're not going to be in our company. I mean, look at R-Truth. I mean, he's finally, his suspension is over now, and he's finally going to be able to go back on the road on actually Monday. So good for him. Anyways, let's talk about TLC. TLC was probably one of the times that I think all the Smarks got what they wanted. They got a pay-per-view without John Cena, and they got Zack Ryder winning his first ever major title. He won the U.S. title against Dolph Ziggler in a great match, which someone missed. Who is that?
That would be me.
He walked in right when it happened. But I missed something else major, so I can't really talk about that.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. I really wanted to see it. You know, I got hung up, so I had to watch the replay of it. But, you know, it's nice. And, you know, it was a long time coming. They did a very great build-up to it. You know, I said in weeks prior, or months prior, really, don't give him the title at this pay-per-view. You do that, and you're not going to make him, like, really want it. And I thought Survivor Series would be a good time, but they actually did a better job of keeping him off of the card, which made him want it even more, and you wanted him to have it. So kudos to the WWE. That, like, this is a great way to start off the pay-per-view and to finish the year, is having Ryder do that.
Yes. And this was not the smoke break. This is Triple H, of course, beats Kevin Nash. Not much to say here. He just beat him.
Expected that. I don't think anyone was like, maybe
no
Kevin
one
Nash
was surprised about this one.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and there were even Vinny Vegas chants, which was hilarious.
Oh,
and, you know, Kevin Nash, he botched the first pedigree. So Triple H had to do it again.
I wasn't paying attention because, well, who cared about the match?
It was pretty bad. And then Kevin Nash goes, "Too sweet." And Triple H goes, "No, suck it." And then hits him in the head with the sledgehammer. It was actually pretty funny at the end there.
That was funny.
However, though, this is a match that honestly did not care about. And it was the second main event. It was the, you know, match right before, and it's like I don't care about it. You know, I cared about the Rose versus Booker T thing, you know, because that was actually pretty exciting, because it, you know, it looked like it wasn't going to happen. It was supposed to go on, it didn't happen. Supposed to happen again, didn't happen. And then finally it goes on. Cody Rhodes gets the win. Is this going to be a continuation? I mean, what do you think of this?
I think it will end up being a continuation. I think they wanted to do a couple things first. I do like the fact that something happened after SmackDown, after the taping on Tuesday. Something happened, and I thought that's a great idea. And I actually see Cody losing the title first because of Booker T, and then I see them having a match at WrestleMania. And I think that'll be Booker T's last hurrah.
Really? You think they're going to drag it out
that long?
They're going to
drag it. You see, this is the thing, dude, because there's something else that I'm going to talk about that you're going to think that we complained about for a long time, but we'll talk about that on Raw. But yeah, so that's how I think they're going to drag it out to WrestleMania. I think that's how, and you could do it. There's, because they've done it with someone else that we'll talk about, but actually this guy, Daniel Bryan, he comes in after the Big Show, wins the title. Daniel Bryan cashes it in on him, and he is now the World Heavyweight Champion.
I did not expect this at all.
No, actually, I got to tell everyone what happened. See, I went outside with someone, and we're sitting there BSing like we usually do, seeing how the family's going, blah, blah, blah. That's not important. But this is the Big Show versus Mark Henry.
Yeah.
We didn't care. We're outside. We are smoking. And all of a sudden,
break,
all of, yeah, that's the smoke break, not the match, you know, prior, but that's the smoke break we decide because, hey, who cares? All of a sudden, my brother runs outside and says, "You got to get in here right now." And we're like, "Huh? I'm not even done yet." Come in there, and he raises his hand. I look at, and I, when I'm walking inside my house, I notice Daniel Bryan's in the ring. I'm like, "No way. No way." He cashed it in. That match, I have not looked back at that match yet. It was probably only 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no.
So that's how long we were outside, and then Daniel Bryan comes in and cashes it. Honestly, that was the shock. That was the second shock of the night. I mean, if you had to say which one it was, definitely that was the shock of the night. I never expected that. So, you know, congratulations, Daniel Bryan. The first time you cashed it in, I'm happy for you. It just sucks for Big Show because, you know, he just won it, and then he just lost it.
And I'm kind of curious about the storyline they're going to continue here, which obviously we'll talk a little bit more about on SmackDown. I'm a little bittersweet about it. You know, it's one of those things where you really want it to happen. You know, you are just waiting for it to happen, and then it happens, and it's like, well, that's kind of nice. But it was the wanting that was even better, you know? So I'm happy still, you know? I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm going to complain about everything. I'm happy that this happened. I am. I am really happy that Daniel Bryan won. I'm kind of curious, though, about the fact that he got the crap kicked out of him by a ton of different people, like, leading up to this.
Well, see, this is what I wanted to get at. Remember how we were like, why is he facing Alberto Del Rio?
And losing.
And losing. It's because now Del Rio can go on SmackDown and say, hey, you are the World Heavyweight Champion, but guess what? I have beat you multiple times. I want my shot at the title.
Mm-hmm.
There's a feud. They've already started the feud. Then they have Big Show also on the feud. Big Show will finish out with Mark Henry. And then
Henry's injured, so...
Oh, Henry is injured?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so...
He got injured a week ago, but he still did the match.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see what happens. But I don't think Show and Daniel Bryan will face yet. But if they do, I would almost think that it's going to be Elimination Chamber, but I don't see Daniel Bryan losing it there. I see him maybe losing it at the April pay-per-view because, you know, like we talked about, he has to have the title for a while. But you know,
we'll see. I don't know. I think also it's going to be short-lived.
But also, no, because look at Wade. You could have Wade Barrett feud with them also because Wade Barrett beat him all those times. I think that was the point of that.
Or, actually, I'm going to throw this out here right now because I just thought about the best one. When Christian comes back, Christian,
yeah,
Daniel Bryan,
February.
That would be perfect. Yeah. Like, honestly, that would be perfect. So I'm happy about that. You know, and then the main event, CM Punk retains against Del Rio and Miz.
Which is very interesting how he retains. He actually, again, they like tearing the ring apart, apparently, because he got handcuffed to the ring. And, of course, what I thought was funny was the Miz starts teasing him about it and laughing in his face, basically. And then he gets a little too close to CM Punk and kicked to the face. And CM Punk actually takes the ring, the middle rope apart, in order to get to slide the handcuff out. And he was able to do that. Kudos for him. I thought it would have been funny if there was a police officer that ironically had the key on him. It would have been funnier, but whatever.
I thought it was kind of cool. And it was a different take on TLC, you know, having the handcuffs there. And look, we got to give a ton of credit to the man who really stole the show in that match. Rodriguez.
Yes, Rodriguez. We got to give him lots of props to. Because at first, when you see the bump that he takes from the ladder and to the table, the angle they showed looked like he got hurt. Like, it looked like he got hurt. But then they show the wrong angle. They show the top side angle of it, and I wish they wouldn't have. I wish they would have shown that same one that we saw. Because you could see that he lands perfectly, falls down, and then just kind of just lays there. He was perfectly fine. I wish they wouldn't have shown that one, but
yeah. You know. No, I thought it was great, and I mean, he honestly, like, that was perfect. That was one of the best bumps I have seen.
Yeah, he took it perfect. Gotta give him credit. He stole the match.
That would be close to one of my. That would be quite possibly could have been my oh my god moment of the year.
Actually, I'm going to change mine to that.
You're really going to change it to that?
I'd like to change it. We should have waited till after this. We should have done it this week.
All right.
Because that would be the oh my.
Okay, so that is your oh my god moment of the year now?
Yeah, we'll think about it. Okay. We might not discuss whatever. So let's move on to Raw. Raw opens, which I didn't understand at first. He was talking, and then I'm like, oh, it's CM Punk. So CM Punk's talking, and then all of a sudden he comes out. And he does this thing. Basically, he said these guys are in a match. Who won? He comes out, of course, and then he starts talking. And then all of a sudden, he's like, "This guy won the United States Championship." Zack Ryder comes out. Then Daniel Bryan comes out, of course. And it's pretty interesting because they're all three in the ring. And Daniel Bryan said something earlier that 5 years ago on Sunday, he wrestled CM Punk actually in a sold out crowd of 36 people 5 years ago on that day. And that day, they both are now world champions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, WWE champion and world champion. And Zack Ryder, of course, came from nothing. Took a character that was a joke character, no matter what anyone says. That was a throwaway character, meant nothing. He was going to fail. And Zack Ryder just took the bull by the horns and ran with it. And in fact, the first probably 15 episodes of his show, not many people were still watching it, and then all of a sudden just took off because people were like, hey, I can get on TV if I have a cool Zack Ryder sign. So multiple people were doing it. You know, kudos for him. I'm happy for him.
I really am too. I think that that's something that really goes to show that if you work your butt off, you can actually make it. Because Ryder's character, honestly, I kept thinking, when's he getting cut?
Yeah.
When is he getting cut? Seriously, he's still there? Are you serious, bro?
No one pushes Zack Ryder. No one pushes Zack Ryder. Nobody.
So, yeah, I mean, the three nobodies, the open end in the show, and, you know, I mean, your main eventer, but Cena's in the middle, you know?
But the main event, though, you got to think about it this way. The main event, they all three come through the crowd because they basically state that they're the people's champions, which, you know, when you think about it, and that's Philly, too. They were in Philly. That was the big thing.
Huge wrestling town.
So that was the best part. So, you know, Dan O'Brien used to wrestle in Philly all the time for Ring of Honor. Everyone knew who he was, but they knew him, of course, as Bryan Danielson, his real name. And then, of course, CM Punk. Everyone knew him as CM Punk. And Zack Ryder, not there, but people still loved him because he's kind of fits, you know, with those guys.
You know, and I just want to say real quick that CM Punk tweeted a photo out, I think it was probably 4 or 5 days ago now, and it was of him, Ryder, Daniel Bryan, Beth Phoenix, the Tag Champs, and Cody Rhodes. And he's like, this is a good sight because it's all young people. These are all people who are up and comers.
Yep.
As opposed to, and nothing against Cena, because obviously he's helped the business a lot, but his best matches are probably behind him.
He reminds me of Hulk Hogan a lot.
Yeah.
Because I always loved Hulk Hogan when I was younger. But, you know, you start thinking about a lot of people didn't like Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you start thinking about it, you're like, you know, that's kind of the John Cena. You know, it's like the Hulk Hogan effect. That's what's happened with John Cena. And John Cena, I still think he has it. I mean, he's still young enough he can do it. I mean, he just has a problem with hammerlocks. He doesn't know what they are.
But the point is, you know, like, and he's an older guy. He's like 34. These guys, they're young or young looking, because CM Punk is like 32, you know, young looking people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something to be said. You know, there's a youth movement going on. They're getting people ready for the next 10, 20 years in the WWE. That's big.
Yeah. And this, I think this is the first time they've had all people young as champions, because usually you had one guy. Like, usually Triple H would have a belt, and then he had that group.
And he hasn't had the belt for, like, 3 years. It's weird.
I know. And it's still weird to me seeing John Cena walk out without the belt. But that's also, I consider that his belt. And I think that it's time that we update that title. But, you know, they are feuding also. And, you know, well, that's the other thing. He is feuding right now. And that's why I think that.
Who's he feuding with, Andy?
Well, Kane, you know, masked and with the wig on.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think what's going to happen is that he's going to lose the mask really fast.
Really?
I think that they're going to do this for a little bit, because how's he going to grow his hair out like that? And by the way, I love how they did the hair. It looks like the hair is actually sewn into the mask everywhere. Because if you notice, it only comes out on the top and the sides, and that's it, nowhere else. So I found that kind of funny. That
It looks pretty good. It looks
real and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But still.
Are you interested in this feud, though?
Could care less.
Actually am a little interested in it. I will say that. Not that it's going to be a great match by any means, but I'm interested in the build-up to it. I'm interested in the story. I'm actually interested in this because this keeps both of them out of the title picture, and that's something I'm very happy about.
Yeah, and I think it helps people. Some people will be able to get over easier. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you have all young champions, great. You know, I think that's a great thing right now. And with Cena actually dealing with Kane right now, it helps everyone out. I mean, everyone gets helped out because of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, let's move on to SmackDown. So on SmackDown, we had your boy, Zack Ryder, the U.S. champ, beat the Intercontinental champion after Booker T gets involved and distracts Rhodes.
Yeah, so this was a really good match. See, this is why I think it's going to be a while. Booker T's hurt. And so the next time they could even wrestle is Royal Rumble. But I don't think they'll waste this on Royal Rumble. I think they'll actually let it go to either Elimination Chamber or even, I wouldn't be surprised at WrestleMania. But actually, here's the thing that, you know, we need to talk about. After the fact, after they did their tapings, they had a dark match, if I'm correct, with Rhodes. Who was it? Rhodes. And I think it was Orton faced each other. But Booker T was the guest referee. And the guest referee caused whoever they were facing, that's what happened. So that says something that I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe next, you know, like if Cody Rhodes challenge, he could challenge Daniel Bryan right now if he wanted to and say, I want you. And they say there's one stipulation. Booker T is the guest referee. And if you lose, then you have to face Booker T at Elimination Chamber, something like that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, it's an interesting thought that that may happen. Who knows?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, too, is that Sheamus took on Miz. Sheamus wins. And it's one of those things where you look at that, Miz was supposed to be your number one or number two heel on SmackDown. What happened to Miz?
I don't know, man. It's like, whatever happened to Alex Riley? It's like, hey, whatever happened to Riley? Oh, he's on Superstars. Oh, crap. It's same thing with the Miz. Like, what happened? He was in the main event just recently, and all of a sudden now he's what? Lower mid? You know, maybe mid? Come on. He should be
mid, but yeah.
He should be at least main event level. And he is, and that's the thing. They're not utilizing him properly. This is just another, you know, miss by the WWE. You know, and I don't think they're trying to bury him or anything, but in a way, that's kind of what the way it looks.
Having Miz win doesn't make Sheamus look bad. It actually could set up a possible feud between the two. Not there, but down the road. Because then that's something to talk about.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I think with Daniel Bryan, they did some genius stuff with. But the thing is, it's probably all dumb luck. They probably didn't plan that out. But with Sheamus, you can actually set this feud up for almost to WrestleMania if you really wanted to. You can have him. He should have cheated to win, and it would have been great. You know, or I just think it would have been good because if that's how it but didn't happen. But oh, well. So Daniel Bryan and Big Show beat Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger. Why?
Well, it was Daniel Bryan versus you know, Ziggler and then Swagger and Show get involved. So it gets turned into a tag match, which is.
But why is Swagger involved?
He doesn't need to be involved.
It should have been Del Rio. It should have been, well, Mark Andre, but I guess he's hurt.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is I'm wondering, do you think that that Daniel Bryan and Big Show are going to have issues in the same way that Randy Orton and Christian had issues? Because remember, they were friends to start off with, and then Christian got jealous. You know, it was really stupid.
I see him doing it, but then, you know, Show can't complain, though. I mean, unless he keeps pushing the fact that he had the title, or he only had the title for 3 seconds or whatever. I think what's going to happen is that one of the announcers is going to get their butts kicked by Big Show, is what I think is going to happen.
Could be.
could be. And after that, we need to talk about HostGator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, and you're not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com, where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today to try a free demo out to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code off the mark, you can save 25% off your hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Impact Wrestling. So Kaz and AJ, are they teaming together?
Yeah, they are actually in the wild card tag tournament. They went ahead, they teamed them together, which is kind of cool. You know, mm-hmm. I think that it'd be really great for them to team. Because I think that they need to do something with Kaz. He's been off TV for a while, and AJ needs a new thing to do because obviously he's out of the main event now, the title picture. So put him with Kaz, put him in the tag tournament, and you know, have them be a real tag team. So, I think this would be a really, really great idea.
Why are they doing this? Are they just trying to promote the tag division?
I think so, because they don't have real teams now. And these two are like kind of a real team. Right. These two are.
Their styles are similar, and they work good with other people. So anyway, so Sting and Hardy actually beat Robert Roode and Bully Ray.
Yeah. Sting got back in the ring. You know, he's been taking more of a secondary role, you know, behind he's been the GM, and so he's been out of that spotlight. It's kind of cool to see him back in the ring, and I think it means more to have him in the ring once every couple of months as opposed to have him in the ring every night or every other night.
Or he can be out of the ring for 18 months.
Yeah, could be.
Could be. Anyway, so let's move on to our weekly topic, because nothing happened on Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, that
so
was
so we need to talk about our 2011 predictions. What were our 2011 predictions, Aaron?
So, you know, we're on the next show that we do, we're going to do our 2012 predictions. 2011 predictions, Andy. First of all, do you want me to go over our them in a row?
I want to hear what my predictions were and how many I got right.
Your first prediction, Vince McMahon will die in real life.
We got a couple days left.
We do have a week left. Probably not going to happen. Otherwise, you know what? Then we'll edit this. All right.
It's 8 days to get. Yeah. You know, that's how many days we got. We got 8 days.
This one that you got right just happened. Daniel Bryan will be a WWE champion.
That's right.
Which, you know, in my opinion, that's World Heavyweight Champion or WWE.
I'm so, one for two.
Yeah. Your next one, Tough Enough Will Suck. I'm going to give that one to you. I'm going to give that one to you. So I'm going to say you are now 2 for 3.
All right, I'll take it.
This one, I cannot believe you got this one right. Dolph Ziggler will be a world champion.
Hey.
I think you said WWE, but I'll give you world heavyweight.
He was a champion for a little bit.
Yes, he was. He was a champion. It was for all of 6 minutes, but he was still a champion. The next one that you got wrong, or at least I think you got it wrong, is that Shane Helms will be broke by the end of the year. Now, did you get that one right?
Okay, that's a technical thing. Because technically he is.
Okay.
Because that's why they just did a benefit show for him. Of course, Mick Foley was there and everything. So technically he might be. And it's nothing against him. I just figured that would happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. All right, so we'll just say I got that one wrong.
Okay. The next one is that there will be another ECW tribute show. And if there was, it wasn't a big one. It wasn't highly publicized.
But didn't Shane Helms do one? Or not? I'm sorry.
You mean
Shane
Douglas?
Shane Douglas.
I don't know. I don't think
I'll just say the other one's wrong, too.
Next one. Triple H will be back at Elimination Chamber. And he wasn't. He came back after that. Okay. And then your last one. You made 8 predictions. Your 8th one was Jericho will come back the day after WrestleMania.
I was wrong.
And, you know, there's a good chance he's going to come back this coming year, the beginning of 2012. So you were only off by 8 months. That's not bad.
So I got what, like 5 of them
you
right?
You got 3 out of 8. So 3 right, 5 wrong.
I thought I got 4 right. No. Tough Enough sucked. Dolph was a world champion.
And Daniel Bryan will be a WWE champion.
That's all I got right?
Yep.
And that sucked. What'd you get?
Matt Hardy will join TNA. Yes, that is a softball. I know.
That's crap.
But I still said that. Next one, Daniel Bryan will become a world champion. And I got that one right. Luckily.
Cheater.
Top star from WWE will go to TNA. No, because I don't think a top star did.
Nope.
And I was thinking a big guy. If John Morrison went, I would actually say I got it
all
right.
All right, I would give you John Morrison.
But no, I you know, no one big went. So that one unfortunately got wrong. Next one, Triple H will come back at the Royal Rumble.
Wrong.
Wrong. And number 5, Caval will join TNA. And he did.
For a night.
So I was right.
Technically you were right, yes.
Yes. I was right. So I got 3 out of 5. So 3 right, 2 wrong. I didn't do 8 of them. I probably should have done more.
Yeah, you should have done more, then we would, you know, the percentage would have been different. We should probably do our top 5 predictions. And then here's our bonus ones for extra credit.
Well, I do have ready to go my 2012 predictions, mm-hmm. which we will do at the very beginning of 2012. I'm going to do my predictions for what I think will happen. And I think I have, let's see how many I have. It looks like about 10 of them, actually. So I have quite a few predictions. And these are ones I think, you know, could happen. And there's a few outlandish ones, too. Yeah, so this will be pretty fun.
Excellent, excellent. But yeah, so I'm just looking forward to next week. We're doing that?
Yeah, so next week, you know, we're going to continue. We did this last year. We did a special. And
we are going to take a week off.
Because there's nothing that goes on. I mean,
nothing happened. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah, let's be honest. Nothing's going to happen on Raw. Even though it's in Chicago, nothing's going to happen on Raw. Nothing's going to happen on SmackDown. So we have a special that we're going to talk about. We taped it a little bit ago, not too far off. It deals with the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
And it's all about the Ultimate Warrior. So next week, you're going to have one of our specials, and it's all about the One Warrior Nation or the Ultimate Warrior. So you guys got to check that out. And then we'll be back, of course, for the first week in 2012 with our predictions. And actually, it'll probably be an extra long show just in case, you know, just on that off chance something does happen.
I doubt it will.
But if it does, maybe we, you know, it just depends. So you guys are going to love the Ultimate Warrior episode. That'll be next week, and it's going to come out, of course, on Thursday. So, oh, I'm sorry. It'll actually come out on that Friday. So it'll be the 30th, and you guys can, you know, listen to it right before the ball drops or whatever, and you guys are going out having some fun, you know.
Because that's what people do.
Because that's what all wrestling fans do. That's when the WWE Network should launch, because I would watch it. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.